You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.
Welcome to Cane's. It's Luke Bryan. What can I get you?
Today I'm raising funds with Raising Cane's and my buddy Todd Graves for the Brett Boyer Foundation. Great food.
And a great cause.
Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers.
And the Brett Boyer Foundation.
One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Monday to you. They cracked my throat. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you enjoyed the NFL draft weekend. All the buzz from the spring game we'll get to here in a second.
And, the buzz.
Of course,
buzz.
Sip enjoyed the NBA playoffs as well. Gentlemen, how are we on this fine Monday? It's warm. It's like 68 degrees outside. Sip wanted to do the show outside.
I don't know. I mean,
that would have been awesome, a 40-mile-an-hour wind.
Yes. Just the constant.
Is it whipping?
It's whipping. The wind is whipping.
Is it whipping?
But
it is kind of whipping.
It's windy, yes.
Yeah, it's super windy.
Like a red flag warning today. You know what that means?
No.
Super high winds.
Yeah.
Red flag warning.
Tell you what now. I heard thunder.
You did?
I heard thunder during the evening. Yes, early morning thunder. And then there was moisture. The ground was wet. So what we got in Lincoln, I don't know. There was a mist last night that kind of settled over the city. And I think there was some additional.
The mist settled over the city.
Yes.
It did. I was out at about 9:30.
Same here.
And yours there was mist. Still out at 9:30?
No, I was out. I fell asleep at 9:30.
Oh, out.
No,
I was okay. Out.
Oh,
I've never even heard of being outside of my house at 9:30.
I was asleep.
I didn't know it was even possible.
I was heading home, but yeah, it was definitely misty. A mist had settled over the city.
Sounds like a song.
It does. Or a book.
Yes.
A mist. Yes. Anyway, I guess it's too windy. I don't know. It didn't seem that windy.
You would hear the wind through
the supposed to be like 90 mics. Today.
Is it?
Yeah. It's supposed to be very warm. Southern wind is doing that.
Is this right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So Ellie's here, too.
Yes. She's here.
The whole boat is here.
Bill was concerned about me this morning because I was a little later than usual.
Yeah, I got here and it was with Ellie and I was a little late.
Yep.
And it's like, what the heck's going on here? So I was pacing around.
It was about a 5:43 arrival, which is late for me. It is.
It's late.
Admittedly late.
3 minutes late.
Yep.
Once it goes to 5:40, Jake's officially late.
I assumed I'd get a text at some point saying, Are we showed up today at all?
Usually that's when I send a text.
Like, do you guys show?
Are we doing a show today?
It's like I love sending out I'll do the rundown. Don't worry about it. With Sipple always loves.
Makes me laugh every time. I'll do the rundown.
Cursive. In cursive, please.
Is this a special day?
What's that? Is there something going on?
I don't know.
Well, let's do breaking news.
Oh, is there breaking news right
yes,
now?
Yes, I have breaking news.
Oh, hang on. I'm right, here we go.
Yeah. We have breaking news, Ellie.
I don't know what this is.
Oh, come on.
News, Bill. Oh, my goodness.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Jake Sorensen. Happy birthday to you.
Look at this.
Go Fins. Go Fins.
This cake says happy birthday.
Go Dolphins.
Jake. Go Dolphins. I had no idea this was going to happen.
Go Dolphins. Go Dolphins.
That's a nice ad. That's a nice addition.
And notice we kind of squeezed it in there. That was the great people at Hy-Vee had to squeeze that in there. Thank you, Ellie.
Hey, take the cake and cut it, Ellie.
Yeah. Look at Sipple wants cake immediately. Can I get some cake? But we'll cut it. It'll be cut.
It'll be cut during the break. That's very kind of you guys. Thank you.
Laura and myself teamed up on this adventure, and I had to talk to Sip to make sure.
This is bad.
I had to call him. I go,
it was a bad look.
Is it Jake's birthday tomorrow? I go, I think it's because Laura goes, Jake's birthday tomorrow. I don't know.
It's okay.
Sipple doesn't know.
All of the ramifications came spilling on me like, oh, you've done a show for him for 9 years. You don't know where his birthday is.
Don't talk
and
birthdays.
Then I talked to Ellie, and Ellie wasn't sure, but she's only been here for like a few months. So
that's true.
After I hung up, I was like, oh, God.
Go, well, how many birthdays do you actually know, though, in life?
I know my family.
Okay, you grew up with them, absolutely. Yeah.
I'm with Steve. I have zero interest in somebody else's birthday. And then I go think, well, hang on now, it was his dad's birthday. Then we know it was Elizabeth's birthday.
Yesterday, yeah.
And Laura's one, no, it's Jake's too. And I'm like, it doesn't interest me a lot. I mean,
you did good on this.
This is very kind, Bill. Thank you, Bill and Laura, everybody.
I want you to know he did reach out yesterday.
Ellie did something that was so remarkable that I didn't know this thing even existed. I call her, and it goes to voicemail, and her voicemail starts, and all of a sudden, click, hey, Bill, what's going on? I go, hold it. I go, your voicemail had already started. Yep. She goes, yeah, there's a button you can press to still connect. And I was like, I go, this is the first I've heard of this. I have no idea.
I didn't know it either. It's 3 for 3 here. Yeah. 0 for 3, we didn't know that.
And Ellie can show us, right? But Ellie just learned it too, right? I don't know if my iPhone from 2016 will do that. But anyway, it was very, very, very cool.
Good job, by the way, by you, actively seeking out information.
It's Jake's birthday.
Thank you.
How old are you?
Jake, I'm 34 years old today.
Should I give out your personal number?
I don't think so.
Okay, you can reach him on Twitter.
You can reach him on X.
Yeah, X. You can get a hold of him there.
Or, anything like that.
Insta.
Yeah. Insta. I'm on Insta.
Yeah, so you can reach out to Jake.
I'm still
Sorensen
on Facebook. You know, me and Bill are active on Facebook. Sip is not, so I don't post a lot on Facebook. I'm on it though.
I'm the same way. You'll see maybe two posts a year.
I've never noticed you're on it.
Two posts a year.
We'd never know.
So I get my news. So I know what's going on. So I get my news.
It's good. Wow.
Well, thank you, Mike. This is very kind of you guys. I did not expect. I did not expect a cake today, and this is very, very kind.
This is from Sharon. Also, my mom is like, everyone has a cake on their birthday.
It's
mandatory.
Well, I like the fact you didn't know if it's chocolate or vanilla. You get both.
I did both.
This is perfect.
So I panned the cake section, and it jumped out to me. I'm like, well, this is the one.
And that is vanilla?
What's that?
Vanilla and chocolate. That's why, look at it.
It's like the black and white cookie.
Look, if you don't know if somebody likes vanilla or chocolate, you just get them you get half.
Half
vanilla, half chocolate.
Yeah, racial harmony.
Racial harmony with this cake.
Yes.
Inclusive.
Yes. Very kind.
Inclusion.
Yes. Inclusion, yes.
Hey, listen. That looks great and good job. And this is Jake's special day, so we got to be nice to him. Just like it was your special day on
Friday night.
It was actually yesterday, but we celebrated Friday night.
I will say this. I am the biggest anti-birthday, don't want anything like that. My wife pulled one off that was just incredible because I thought that I kind of caught wind of a couple things, and I thought it was just going to the aisles, which was incredible, for pizza. And then it was done. That was it. We were headed home. My nephews were there. A few people were there. Shin Daddy was there. They were in attendance.
Bo and Skylar
in attendance. Yes. So I'm like, oh, and they're like, hey, they want to go over. They want to go over to Arnold's quick for a game of shuffle. I go, absolutely not. I go, it's like 7:45.
I worried about
7:45.
We both worried about
7:45. And what are we doing out at this hour anyway?
We talked about this.
The draft's kind of going on. 7:45. Let's just shut it down, guys. And finally, I got the look from Laura, like this one, that look of like your nephews want to go, and so do your daughters. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna override.
that was a beautiful. Okay, look.
I've been away. I can see that look.
Okay, so I'm gonna go. So when I walked in and there was a surprise of 7,500 whatever number of people there, I got surprised. I had no idea. The confusion set in. I looked kind of panned. And I go, there's the Millers. There's Scott Miller and his wife Susie. Yeah, they're very tall, regal, and athletic. Right. And I just saw them, and I go, I'm in the middle of one of Miller's political rallies, and I think a fundraiser, and I'm thinking, like, I got to speak on tariffs or something here pretty soon and give a speech or something for this in support of Miller. And then I looked around, and I'm like, well, hang on.
What?
I know everybody here.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it was a setup.
It was a setup.
Me and Sip saw your face. Like we can't forget the face you had when you walked in.
I had no idea.
It was an amazing face.
No emotion. It was confused.
It was confused, heavy confusion as I pan around, and it's just like then it kind of hit me. And then it really got me when all of a sudden Steve Sipple was there. And it was 7:30 and he was at an event.
It was super.
I guarantee his response to my wife had to have been, I'll see what I can do. It looks like I can make it. I'll try to make it. Looks good.
I didn't respond initially. I felt bad.
I'm sure. I was like, anyway, when you were there.
No, and Shindy was there.
Shindaddy was there.
He was there.
It was quite a gathering.
We saw Duke.
Duke was there.
Tamara was there.
Tamara was there.
Tamara, who made the shirts.
Absolutely.
I couldn't believe some of it. You were surprised, though.
I was surprised. And the place was packed.
It was absolutely packed.
It was.
I think the thing that really ignited people to have a good time was free bar tap.
That did help.
I
would have gone regardless.
I
didn't expect that at all. I was prepared to pay for drinks.
The lady at the bar said, are you with the party? I said, yeah. And they said, well, there's a tab. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Thank you.
Laura set that up.
Thanks, Laura.
Laura.
She did the whole thing.
She nailed it. She nailed it, by the way.
Nailed the whole thing. Yes. So anyway, that was a...
Happy birthday to both of you.
And what a place to be.
That was great.
Havelock.
I know. Seriously.
Yeah.
Havelock. I'm just telling you, me and Sip had that same conversation you said. We said, are we sure he's going to show up? It's ate dinner. I could see Bill very much saying, I want to go home.
Same way.
We talked about it.
Even just going over to Havelock, I was like, just... What are we doing?
Laura's like, it's one block that way. Just stop in for one.
The
face was like, I don't know how much I like to be alone.
I mean, that's just in my chair,
damn just it. Being alone. And then all of a sudden, everyone's there. It's like that.
Handled it well, though. You were having fun.
Tim Beebe was there.
Tim Beebe was there.
Talk to him.
Obviously, first team all conference. He's very loud.
He's loud.
Raspy, loud voice like this. Hey, Tim, how's it going? So that was incredible. But he did confirm from his knowledge that he was 1 year ahead of me that for the 4 years, though, I never got open.
Right, he did confirm that.
He said Bush was never open.
And what did he say? You would come in for run plays?
Run plays, yes.
You would replace him on rundowns?
Tim didn't like to block. That wasn't his deal. He got open and he made touchdowns.
BB looks pretty athletic.
Looks athletic. He was.
Was there another teammate there?
Mike Searles was there. He played outside linebacker from Lincoln Northeast. Very athletic.
Dudes look like football players.
You tell.
Bill looks like a football player.
It was a lot of fun.
It was fun.
And then the party kind of spread down. All of a sudden, my team was down playing pool. They were playing shuffleboard.
Yes. Oh, they went down.
Yeah. Yep. That place was. And I will say this. Throw this out to Arnold's. Staff was ridiculous.
They were good.
They were so good. The bartender.
I'm serious.
They were so good.
I'm not joking.
And then the same thing. I go over to the. We're at the aisles. And we're kind of this little back room, and the lady's so nice. She goes. I remember you spoke here one time for a group, and I said I did for NEBCO, and they're like she remembered everything about it, talked about it, and the lady that was working there, she was so nice, and she goes. I told my son I was doing a little birthday party for Bill Bush, and she was like, "He's like, I listen to the ticket every day. I listen to the stool.
Oh, wow,
nice,
yeah." And so we talked about the three-legged stool.
Wow,
so that was fun.
Wow,
yeah.
So
Havelock,
it was a
they've
great
got
night.
Themselves together.
Hey, Arnold's was really that place
was a buzz.
It was a buzz.
And then had a lot of construction workers came in, and they were fun.
If you've never been to Arnold's in your entire life, and you walked into Arnold's in the middle of Havelock, and it's packed. It's like, what in the hell is going on here?
Yeah, and it was packed. There was 250 people in there.
It was great.
Yeah,
fun time, fun night.
Big shout out to Laura. I mean,
she pulled off a good surprise. Yeah, really good surprise.
I was
really
impressed by the whole
thing. And by the way, you know, as Bill walked in confused, you noticed that when Shindaddy walked in, he's like the most confident guy in the world. He had his jacket on. He walked in, his chest puffed out, like I'm the king here.
I don't even know what to say.
Shindaddy has a lot of poise to him, a lot of confidence.
I talked to Steve Sipple yesterday. He goes, the most amazing thing he said was talking to Shindaddy. He was like a mythical feature.
He's like a mythical.
Him.
Like he didn't get. He doesn't understand because he's humble.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't believe I'm talking to you right now. Schindler. It's Schindy.
He's here.
Schindy's
yeah. There he is. He's very, like right here.
Very approachable.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, very approachable.
And your
yeah.
sister's just a gem.
She is. She's a complete
sports
gem.
Talk and better times. That's every time
that's I want to say that.
Sports talking.
Better times.
They got the t-shirt.
Yeah. That's our motto. That's yeah. what we do here.
Then it, she yeah. she sort of solidified our motto. She did. Yeah. Laura did. Yeah. Sports talk and better times. Yes. I'm going to wear that. Yeah.
So if you want to have a kick-ass party, the thing you want to do is have a free bar tab. That makes things way more fun.
Seems to.
Makes us. Everybody's like, no one's in a hurry to leave when everything is. And then you guys get any cake? Jake got
I
cake.
I had cake. I yeah, the Thank cake you. Was good.
The Thank cake you. Was really good.
It was.
Yeah.
I had popcorn and cake. Hey, and you were drinking 7 & 7. Is that what?
I had a 7 & 7. Did.
I like
Old
that.
Old school.
I like that look.
I only had 3 drinks. I like that was proper.
Look.
I was just 3. Proper. I was proper. And a beer. I had beer, so it was cheaper than the actual yeah. spirits.
We were
you know?
Not. We were not. There was no limitations on anybody.
And I knew that. I just had 3, yes. though.
I didn't run up anything. I just had water.
Sip, he had water.
I mean, I was because I hadn't drank water all day, and I thought, okay, I'm going to finish it off right. I was fine. It was fine. I had fun.
So healthy.
No, it wasn't healthy. That's why I drank water, because the day was a horrific day eating-wise, so I just thought, all right, I'm going to drink some water. But anyway, thank you. And now it's Jake's day.
Yeah, we're going to eat this cake
yes,
during,
we need to move
during
on.
The break.
We need to move on. It's Jake's day.
No. That was fun. That day, this day's not happened yet. That was a fun day that did happen.
That more. There's more to cover on that.
There was a lot more to cover.
There's more to cover.
There were, and things extended now. It was like, I got over there. I wasn't getting home until, I didn't get home until midnight, and I
God.
And I got over there about 7:30.
I got a text from Bill Bush at 12:39 a.m. I was asleep. I saw it in the morning. But
I was just thanking you guys for coming.
I appreciate the text. I did appreciate that.
Thank you guys for coming.
It was a fun night.
Yeah. And we didn't even mention the attorney for the Stars, Mossman.
Mossman was there. He owned the place.
Regal.
Yep. He was walking around like, is there anybody in any sort of legal trouble I can get you out of?
He was not offering his services.
He was not.
That would have been inappropriate. But Mossman is a breaker.
Yes, he's a breaker. And he couldn't. And he fought through me. And he goes, I got to see Sipple. He did.
Out the
and
way,
he,
Bill. He did. Going
he
to see out, him.
He did. He fought through me. He had his fiance with him.
That's his fiance.
That's his fiance. His fiance was with Mossman. And he couldn't wait to get to Sipple. What all gets back? He's Grand Island. You're Columbus. But. You guys were in a fraternal system.
Yeah, we were. We know. Together. I know Mossman pretty well, and he knows my brother, one of them for sure.
Marty,
not Adam.
Adam,
think. Yeah, Adam.
Mossman always wears a vest. In case you're wondering, he'll have a vest on.
He had a vest.
He'll have a vest on from September 1st until May 1st. He'll have a vest on.
Looks good.
Can we mention Vince?
Well, yeah, Vince Ginta was there.
I'd never met Vince Ginta.
You never met him?
I had a great conversation with Vince Ginta. Super, super nice guy. What a great guy he is.
Yeah, what
he
a great
guy. He was awesome. Really
incredible.
Enjoyed it.
And his career was incredible and will continue that way. But just seeing Vince.
Vince Ginta, Steve Mossman, Schindy.
It was quite a who's who.
The Millers.
The Millers are very kind people.
The future governor and mayor was there.
Jake was there. And I'm not surprised that you got along with Vince. I could now that
we had a good chat.
Chemistry
I could almost see a friendship built.
Yeah,
I agree.
Could see him stopping at each other's houses. I could see him all of a sudden, like Vince being like, well, Sorensen's over here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
good chat with Vince.
And you knew that Jake, you know, would be there with Elizabeth. That wouldn't be that's easy. Steve Sipple was there.
Yeah.
That was the part that was the biggest amazement.
Oh, come on.
Because I would have been, if that had been me on the other side, really? Surprise party?
It wasn't that bad. Yeah. It wasn't like that. I was actually.
You know, I will say this too. And then if you were highly annoyed, you didn't show it at all.
No, he was having a good time.
He was having a great time.
Hey, I was not highly annoyed.
No, but he was.
And I wasn't even annoyed by the
offering.
It was your birthday.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.
And no, you're a great friend. And I was actually kind of looking forward to it.
Sip beat me there. He was there before me at the party.
I was there.
about 7. I got there at 7:30 on the dot. He was there by 7:15, 7:20.
I was ready for the walk-in. I didn't want to miss the walk-in.
We didn't want to miss the walk-in.
Mike DiGiacomo was there. Remember him?
Mike DiGiacomo.
Try that again. Try it again.
Mike DiGiacomo.
Yeah.
He was there. From 10, 11 strong.
This is like there were some stars
famous
there.
The stars. There was famous people there. He used to run 10, 11 with Suits.
Yep. He ran.
Kevin.
Suits was not there. What happened?
Hey, Kevin. Kevin did catch the. He did catch the punt though.
He did.
Did he? Nice.
Yeah.
He catch the punt.
Yeah.
Was it off a Jugs machine or a live foot?
It was Jugs, but it was. Man. They did not make it easy.
I'm sure they did.
They didn't.
Yeah. Was Jay Terry running the machine?
I don't know who was running it. I didn't see. I just caught Sean's cat. Sean missed one, then caught one. Sean Callahan. Yeah. And I did not see. Like there was a lot going on. He couldn't. It's kind of hard to lock in on
things. We'll get to that right now. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored
the
by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297. New customers get 20% off a 2025 fertilizer program. Just text the ticket to 402-440-6297. Get a free quote within 24 hours at Newton's Lawn Care. The spring game, I'm going to go quotations, the spring game was Saturday at Memorial Stadium. Bill and I were not in attendance. Sip, you were there at the quotation spring game as part of the Husker Games festivities.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, be honest with us. Be honest with us, please, the listeners. Do you have a estimation of crowd size from Saturday?
It was
important to know this.
Yeah, I've talked to people about this. I thought 10, and I think that might be generous. Can I just say 5 to 10?
And most of the people that I spoke to, they thought that 5 would be
okay,
like on the nose, probably
5 to 10.
Yes, yeah, I don't think there was close to 10. But
okay,
I would agree. I would say 5 to 6,000 max.
Okay, so I'd say yeah.
And did that feel odd to you, seeing the stadium for a spring game with 6,000 fans, maybe max there?
A little bit. Not when you're on the field, though. Like I was not in the press box. Well, let me just say this right away.
Put us where you were. Where were
let
you?
Let me just say this right away. Yeah, the whole day felt odd.
Okay.
Okay. That in the entirety of the day felt odd. For instance, walking to the stadium, and you realize, oh, there's no traffic cops because there doesn't need to be any traffic cops. Cars are whizzing by on 10th Street like it's a Formula One race. And I'm like, and it hits you. Oh, yeah, well, they're just whipping by because it's only me walking to the stadium. There's nobody around me. You know, so it was weird. And it was weird when you got to the stadium because there's a flag football game being played at 1 o'clock. And then there's Dylan Raiola's out there, and he falls down. He's down on the field for about a minute and a half. I'm like, oh, this would be a great way to start this. Dylan's down. But he was fine. And then he played for a couple snaps in the women's game. By the way, Midland, like, I looked at the score. I don't know what the final score was, but Midland evidently – I mean, I watched enough of the game to know Midland has a really good women's flag football team. Like, really good. Yeah. Like – they recruit from all over the place, and they have it was 60-0 at one point.
What?
Yeah, it was 60-0. They were beating the UNL team. And I don't know what the UNL team was comprised of, but the score was 60-0. And then that kind of got my attention. I was watching. Yeah, well, I can see why. They're good. They're like legit. So that was that. Here's what I'd say about it. I've tried to think of a palatable way to say it. It was a one-off. I think that you would say, wouldn't you say the marketing position was kind of put in a precarious position by the head coach? Because at one point, it wasn't going to be any game action. Now we have to come up with stuff.
Like the week of.
Right? Or, no.
Even when it started, the marketing's right away.
They're in a pickle.
They're in a pickle.
Yeah. Because you're not going to play at first. Then they added the play. But the play wasn't – it was just offense versus defense. It wasn't like two teams, you know. So you saw a little bit of football action. And then intermingled was stuff that, you know, it was – I think if you were there, you'd say it was kind of fun. There was really no need to be there. But I think if you were there, you're probably okay. You're probably okay with it for the most part. And then I would just say it's a one-off. I don't think you want to do it again. I think you'd want to try. And after the game, I was talking to Dan, and or actually it was during the game.
Name
the
late, drop.
Late stages of the game, Troy Dan. Yeah. And he said there's a lot of momentum toward bringing in another team, you know, just all over the nation. He said there's
I'd be shocked if that doesn't happen.
Yeah, you said
right
that.
Away. I thought that would happen, and I also felt that it wouldn't happen this year for Colorado. It was one of the things. If all of a sudden they got it done, Colorado and Syracuse,
yep.
There'd be a lot of teams going, whoa, 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 whoa. We would have liked to have done this too. Our spring ball was earlier. We're down to four practices. We couldn't even get this done if we could. That's why it added up. But in the future, the option will be there. The option is going to be there.
I think so. I'll read what he said. First of all, there were a total of 11,000 tickets distributed, and I don't know what that means. I just know there's 11,000 tickets distributed. I think that might have been for everything, but I'm not positive. Here's what he said, Dan. He said a lot, actually. He said, I think there will be more movement on a school playing another school in the spring. I didn't know this. He says, it's been discussed before in the context of using it as one of your non-conference games, but playing it during the spring. Now, I'm like, no, you can't.
What?
I'm out on that.
Yeah, I'd be out on that 100%.
No.
Yeah.
And he said that. He said, I don't think anybody would want to do that. But he said, if you're indeed allowed to do something in the spring, it's a way to generate additional revenue. I could see that coming. And I would say that would be the next. If that is something you can do, I would do it. And I'm not characterizing Saturday as a complete disaster, but it should be a one-off. And then try this if it's available. That's what I would do. Now, he said, yeah, Nebraska's great. Like, because we could take bus trips, and it's not going to cost $150,000 to travel. There's some schools, though, out west. He said, you don't have to go too far west, and you start seeing schools that will have to travel a distance.
Yeah, the only thing, I mean, you would have, if you're out in the Palouse, you're like Washington State would want to get together for Oregon State would want to get together.
There'll probably
be pushback on that just because of how the whole thing crumbled around those two of those schools and just got left out. But that's your less travel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Eastern Washington's involved in that. Montana's are involved. But there's some places. But you can figure it out pretty quickly.
I think so.
The Mountain West could figure it out very quickly on where they want to go. Boise State and Utah State, that's easy bus ride. There are different things. They're very simple to do. The thing that where Nebraska has an advantage is, like we've talked about, is they've taken over from about whatever year 2000 or wherever it's been to be the best spring game in the country. So when you have those at that, it will rebound quickly to high numbers, I would believe.
I think if it's you know, there's all these complicated discussions that arise though that are what's spring football going to look like, and he said something that kind of would concern the stool.
Uh-oh.
At the end of our conversation.
This is Troy Dannon, Nebraska AD.
Was it personally about Jake or anything?
No.
Okay. What did he say about me?
He may say smack
talking to me.
Yeah. We were talking about just the challenges that ADs all over the country face. He said college football leaders really have only themselves to blame for the sport being in this predicament. And he said, I think we have a lot more uncertainty ahead of us than we've had in the past. It's going to get a lot choppier in the next 12 to 18 months before it smooths out. I'm like, I'm not sure what that means. I'm pretty sure I
couldn't agree with him more though.
Really?
It's going to have to be one of those things. It's kind of like, and then the word rock bottom, you know, when you're rock bottom and then all of a sudden you come out of it, it's not going to be rock bottom because there's still going to be this product on the field that you love, but it's going to hit a point. The stuff with Tennessee hit a point. Yeah. Stuff with the, I mean, it's hitting to these points where it's going to be, if we don't get, then there's, because you say right away, who's the leadership? There is no leadership. I just met with the leadership team.
There is no leadership.
The problem is
there is no leadership team.
Yeah, so there is none. No. It's like, well, yeah, it's Sankey. No, it's not. He leads SEC.
Right.
All he cares about is the SEC, and that's his job.
Right.
Same thing with
Petini. I don't blame anybody.
No one, there's no one in charge that just says, it's like the NFL. We're going to do what's best for the NFL, for all 32 teams. That's what we're going to do. And you know, all of a sudden, see, who's worth the most? The Cowboys. They don't get extra draft picks. They don't get extra anything.
No,
nothing. They're worth
the same salary cap.
Worth like $10 billion. The same salary. All those things are all the same.
Right.
That's just the way it is.
Right.
And eventually, at least if some things don't come down to be the same, to have it a little bit leveled out, it'll be very, very difficult.
Yeah. So it's hard to predict what's going to happen with the spring game in the future. But I felt better when he said what he did, that maybe another team would be in play. That would be good. Now, he was more about having it like the NFL has it, and like the teams get together for two or three practices or whatever. Now, I don't know how you'd sell that if you could scrimmage at the end of it. I don't know. But something like that would be better. It'd be better.
It would create a lot of buzz. My first thought was for just the city of Lincoln was that there was – we have to just say what it is. It was. It was around 5,000 people there.
Okay.
Which means that was probably 5,000 people, 4,000 from Lincoln, and 1,000 outliers that came in from maybe Wahoo to someplace close. That changes the restaurants. It changes the hotels. I mean,
yeah, it was pretty.
I mean, it changes it, you know, dramatically with what's going on.
I took a walk during the spring game. I didn't go to the game. I went around campus, went down to where tailgates are usually done, and it was just a ghost town. And it was sad to me. I know the spring game isn't always the same as actually a football game in general, but people do tailgate for that. They enjoy time. They're out at the bars. The bars weren't busy at all. I felt terrible for the Haymarket bars. We talked about this for months, about the fact that, hey, if you go away with the spring game, this whole city's vibe for that weekend is down, and you lose revenue that you're counting on for an – you know, a very slow time of the year.
It was slow.
I mean, you walk through the Haymarket, there's nobody there.
There's nobody there. Yeah. I walked out.
I went to the rail yard, there's nobody there.
No, I was at the, you know, our offices are at the on three offices. At the post office. And I walked out expecting, you know, you get conditioned to see and hear certain things. And I walked out of the post office at 1 o'clock or so. And I thought, okay, there'll be a bunch of people out here. There's nobody.
One person there.
There's a family walking ahead of me to the game. That was it.
Well, you had mentioned though that a couple of the players in interviews Thursday or Friday mentioned very excited to see.
And you felt bad for them.
Dylan on Thursday said, you know, the guys are going to see 40,000, 50,000 people, and I just felt terrible.
Like,
no, they're not going to see 40,000, 50,000 people. Now the players did seem to have fun, so there is that. Which we shouldn't discount completely. I think the players kind of had a good time.
Dylan swished a 50-yard pass into a hoop. Was that right?
Yeah,
was it 50 yards?
Yeah, it was like 40 to 50 yards.
Okay, swished it?
Yeah, that was that. I mean, that was cool for what it's worth. It was. Yeah, he does things that I don't think I could do that. there was stuff going on. There's a lot going on. There's a track. Like I think Elijah Pritchett was pulling a tractor at one point.
Oh. Pull a tractor.
Didn't
see that.
There's a tractor pull. I know Elijah Pritchett was one of them, was one of the guys doing it. There was a, you know, there's like a kickoff that Maher won, actually, beat Alvano. John Holes hurt. John Holes got some kind of leg issue. So Maher won the competition over Alvano.
You know, former NFL kicker. No big deal.
That was kind of cool, actually. But the, you know, there was, there was a wingy contest I missed.
Farley was in it.
No, was Farley in the wingy?
Farley was
in the wingy.
He should be here.
Well, speaking of Farley, I see him on Facebook now. He's got three quick takes. He says, number one, thanks for the invite to the party on Friday night. Sorry. Lord didn't have your number. He's guessing 8,000 to 9,000 at the spring game. And he says, it was a fun day. Period.
Okay.
Says Terrell Farley.
Well, I appreciate Farley Wayne.
He went to the event in the morning. We could get different items. You could buy items.
Yeah.
The broad sale.
I want to say a quick thank you to Farley Public. He gave me a nice hat. Nice
he did?
Cap. Yeah.
He bought you a hat.
My father. Yeah. A black end cap. Thank you, Terrell. I think like the kids, the players probably had fun. And I think some, like I said, the fans in the stands seemed to have some fun. It's just, you know, I guess change is hard. And I was, hey, listen, if I hadn't talked to Dan, and I don't know what I was going to write, so I came out of it okay.
Thanks, Troy.
Yeah. I mean, I just grabbed Dan and late. I just thought, there he is. He's standing there. I'll talk to him. And he was great to talk to. So I got some stuff from him. Now, if I hadn't done that, I don't know what I was going to write.
What did the scrimmage part look like? We haven't even talked about any live
Well,
football.
It was just
even I mean, like you said, they were on two
Latif,
different teams.
TJ Marcos Davila, yeah, how the quarterbacks
look. Yeah, you saw those guys
they
play.
Looked okay. Looked okay. Latif looked smooth. Now those guys threw picks. Two of their first four passes each threw a pick, which that was, wasn't great. But I don't know. The football looked all right. Just all right. They're throwing a lot to Jaden Doss, which I like Doss. Doss was playing. If you're playing, it was kind of, I was kind of paying more attention to the guys that weren't playing because those are the guys are going to play. And I hadn't seen, frankly, I hadn't seen a lot of them. I hadn't seen like Marcus Watson, Trent. And by the way, he's fine. I kind of would portray him as being too small. He's not. He's got enough size. He's not tall, but he's a big dude. So I was just watching a lot of the guys on the current team just do their thing, which wasn't a lot, but Latif looks like a smooth operator to me. Jaden Doss looked good. The defensive line kind of dominated the offensive line. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you take away from that. There wasn't much to take away. They couldn't get a running game going because the offensive line was struggling a little bit. There wasn't much to say about that part. It was not, like I say, it wasn't two teams. It was just an offense versus defense.
That kind of baffles me a little bit because even if there's two teams, it's offense versus defense.
Well, you know what I mean, though? It wasn't like...
I get that, but still when you're watching the actual play...
Yeah, but I don't know. There's something's lost to me when it's like that,
Should add also.
It wasn't like two teams squaring off.
Squaring off, yes.
That's what I mean.
Also, the nightcap. Nebraska volleyball beats Kansas in four sets. They played four for some reason.
They agreed to play four no matter what.
So 4-0 for Danny Busman Kelly's first time out. Solid for them.
Yeah, that's good. And
smart move.
And that was also that was a packed house. That was a packed arena for volleyball.
That's the day. And like I say, I think it's probably a one off. It'll be something different next year.
When we come back, an update on who was drafted by Nebraska in the NFL draft. That's up next. An early break on the ticket.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.